proclamation number 6951 dated the October 21st, 1957. Jesus came as Savior. I descended to earth because of the great spiritual need, because I had pity on the people who were held in captivity by my adversary, who could no longer resist him and who cried to God for a Savior. But only few still believed firmly and steadfastly that the Messiah would come as it was written, but these few expected him with great longing. They expected him as their Savior from severe difficulties and distress. And I descended for their sake, because their cry for help reached my ears and I did not want to disappoint their faith. Besides, the time had come for the mission of the man Jesus. I wanted to release the whole of humanity from the adversary's ties, and I also wanted to bring redemption to those who had already passed away but could not enter my kingdom until the immense guilt of sin had been redeemed, which was the cause of humanity's existence on earth. I myself came to earth in this human being Jesus to bring salvation to all people, to rescue them from the chains with which they had been bound since eternity and to open the path into my kingdom for them, into the kingdom of eternal peace and bliss. Only few people were willing to receive me when I descended to earth, that is, only few recognized me, because they were living a life of love. And hence the flock of my followers was small, even though I constantly endeavored to motivate people to do works of love which would have resulted in their recognition of me as their God and Father of eternity. Because the immense hardship was caused by the fact that there was little love amongst people, that they were already completely controlled by the one who, being entirely without love, confronted me as my enemy, whom I wanted to fight and, through my victory, rescue the souls which he held captive. Thus I myself exemplified a life of unselfish love to people, because love was the weapon which I myself wanted to use against my opponent and which also gave the people themselves the strength to resist him. Without love they were his slaves, but he cannot resist love. Love is the only weapon to which he succumbs. But at the time of my descent to earth it could barely be found amongst people. Love was the only bond with me, the God and Father of eternity. And this bond had to be established if people wanted to hear my word. My word could no longer be spoken to them, because without love they no longer believed in a God who wanted to speak to them. And so I came to earth to speak to people myself, to reveal to them my will once again, to give them my commandments of love once again, and to once again proclaim my gospel, the divine teaching, which was to guide them into bliss. But I had to bring yet more significant help to people. First I wanted to save them from the power which kept them enchained, which depleted their will and prevented them from fulfilling my will. I wanted to release them from his control. And to this end I chose the form of the human being Jesus in order to accomplish an act of love and mercy which would deliver humanity from all hardship. But all the people who wanted to be released from their torment also had to side with me. Those who voluntarily stayed with him could not be saved by me. But those who turned to me also received the strength from me to release themselves from his clutches. However, this act of salvation had to be accomplished by human means, because people's will must not be compelled. They should be entirely free to acknowledge or reject the act of salvation by the human being Jesus, in whom I myself was made flesh. For this reason I walked on earth as the man Jesus and prepared people for the immense sacrifice of compensation, which was to make amends for the enormous guilt of sin, on account of which they lived on earth. But only few recognized me and saw me as the Savior, the Messiah, who always and forever had been proclaimed by seers and prophets. The hardship was overwhelming when I descended to earth, but the act of salvation was accomplished, because my love was overwhelming too, and thus love wiped out the guilt of sin by sacrificing itself on the cross. And this love will time and again try to help people who have not yet found salvation, who have not yet made use of the blessings of the act of salvation and thus still languish in my adversary's captivity, who would never be able to release themselves without help and whom I will nevertheless never abandon. Instead, I will cross their path time and again and draw their attention to the act of salvation by the human Jesus, whose love as a human being recognized his fellow human being's spiritual hardship and who, by virtue of his love, made the sacrifice to die on the cross in extreme agony. And time and again I will come to people in my word and inform them of Jesus' act of supreme love and mercy, who received me myself, who totally united with me by means of love, and who became the Savior and Redeemer from sin and death for all of you. Amen.